This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Start bringing in a planetary world government. And they're at war with logic, because logic would state that an unelected world government is anathema to a free society, would be the enemy of free people. So to be able to complete this takeover, they are at war with language. They are at war with mathematics. They are at war with the simple maxim that 2 plus 2 equals 4, literally with Common Core. And that's why when we saw a bomb go off in New York City, in Chelsea, and a bomb go off in New Jersey yesterday, along a military parade route, we saw Hillary Clinton come out and say, this is not a bombing. Bombs going off are not bombings, even as ISIS celebrates New York City dumpster bomb and Allah mall stabbings in Minnesota. There will be more. 9 people at the hospital, 3 still in critical condition. The stories are all up on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and, of course, DrudgeReport.com. I have stacks of the news right here where I'm supposed to sit here and just debate Hillary Clinton, who came out and says in a press conference, a very short press statement, I should say, because they're shamming us just a few minutes, that, well, we've had a bombing, and it's improper for Donald Trump to call it a bombing. That story is up on Infowars.com. Hillary Clinton says bombings in New York. 40 seconds later, criticizes use of word bombing and says that Donald Trump is basically compulsive. No, he's not compulsive. He's decisive. And let me tell you something. It's decisive. If you're standing on a street corner and a city bus runs over somebody and kills them, say a bus just ran over somebody. Well, there's a house fire and a house burns down, to say that the house burned down. You can be decisive, you know, when the sun comes up in the morning at 7 a.m. and say, that's the sun. It just came up. We don't need Hillary to tell us it did. It's not compulsive. That was her term. It is decisive. But this is the mind control we deal with. I have stacks of news articles with corporate-controlled media criticizing Trump for calling 2 different bombings yesterday in New Jersey and New York, clearly targeting the military in New York on a Marine Corps jogging route, a race that was about to happen. And the fact that they will sit there and turn the story into a debate on whether or not it's terrorism when ISIS has taken responsibility yesterday. And they officially took responsibility today. Trump and Clinton battle over what term should be used. This is how they paralyze us. This is how they manipulate us. Remember how they kept calling the attack in Nice that killed, what was it, 90-something people a few months ago? They called it a truck attack. A truck attack. It'd be like if I stabbed someone with a butcher knife, they'd say the knife attacked. Media blames truck, not terrorists or Islam, for an East attack. This is an example of mind control. Then I see comments on InfoWars and other sites like YouTube saying, Jones is, you know, saying this is an Islamic attack. Why? It's probably a false flag. When there's a false flag, when clearly governments have been involved and have been caught before, provocateuring events, we cover that. Islamic State is the mega false flag with Obama and Hillary and NATO and the globalists, with Saudi Arabia turning loose a jihad army worldwide, flooding Europe and the U.S. with refugees, and admitting in Soros' own memos that have been out for weeks and emails, years after I told you. See, we can look at it and tell you what it is. It's very clear. It's not rocket science. That they're bringing in the Islamists to create a civil emergency, martial law, so the state can come in and take all of our rights, countering the threat they've brought in. So it's an intensification of the false flags we saw in 2001 and on, and they're run by the globalists. Stay with us. It's an important broadcast.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Before I plow into all this news, I want to air a three-minute piece by one of our great reporters, Paul Joseph Watson, that he filed today dealing with the bombings, the dual bombings in New Jersey and New York yesterday. Because we've got Hillary Clinton and the mainstream media out saying don't call it a bombing and criticizing Donald Trump for saying that. And I'm going to play the clip of Hillary actually saying that after she says in a 40-second clip, we've had a bombing, and it's not good for Donald Trump to refer to these events as bombings. So it's all about how they control the language. Don't use the word mother and father on high school or elementary school entrance paperwork, because someone might not have children or might not have parents. And if you don't have parents, it's hurtful to hear someone else doesn't. It's all about controlling the language, telling you what words to use. This is cult level. They've brought in the Islamicists. They've brought in the refugees en masse. These are people from the most war-torn areas that are so whacked out on Sunni, Wahhabist, Saudi Arabian-funded Orthodox Islam, the most hardcore type, that they're constantly killing each other no matter what country they're in. I mean, bombings every day in every city, stabbings every day, shootings every day, because a woman was caught wearing purple socks, or somebody, you know, didn't bow perfectly right, five times a day, and somebody saw them. I mean, this is like living in a giant brainwashing cult. The left brings it into being totally incompatible. We have now, in the last 2 weeks, the latest George Soros emails via DC Leaks, WikiLeaks, and others, thousands of emails where he's talking about, we're going to bring in the Islamicists, we're going to make women accept Sharia law. It'll cause such a crisis that we'll have a new voting block that we can activate to basically engage in destabilization anytime we want. Now, obviously, I've been telling you this for years, because you can watch what Soros has done in the Middle East, Ukraine, Asia, you name it. He destabilizes countries. But now we have the very emails where he admits that he's funding Black Lives Matter and other groups that are calling for violence to create a civil war in America. Al Gore 3 years ago called for a, quote, Arab Spring in America. And when I saw that quote, I thought, he means liberals running around burning stuff down. No, he means even bringing in the Muslims to do it. It's unprecedented. So we have the frightening similarities between the Manhattan dumpster explosion that hurt 29 and the New Jersey military run blast. Oh, somebody tries to blow up a Marine Corps event and you don't even call it a bomb. And then ISIS takes responsibility. Meanwhile, ISIS is taking responsibility for 9 stabbed, 3 in critical condition at Minnesota Mall, as the man screamed, Allah Akbar, God is great, and then would ask people, are you a Muslim? If they said no, butcher knife. Butcher knife. But it's not Islamic related. These happen every week. There's more events in the UK, more events in Germany, more rapes, more murders, because we're not seen as human by Muslims. Now, I've explained this. Most Muslims are what you call heretics to Islam and don't want to live like this, that previously came to the West. But we're getting the Sunni Wahhabist people now. Okay, we're getting the hardcore ones that, by the way, are the majority of Islam. 80% of Islam is Sunni, and the group that bullies and controls the Sunnis and tries to keep them in line is the Wahhabist out of Saudi Arabia. That's who's funding all of this right now. And our criminal government, as well as NATO, has publicly allied with these people to bring them in to be our new bosses. Total red carpets. For 3 years, at least 3 years, the Homeland Security is not even allowed to list a bombing or an attack as Islamic or as a bombing or as Muslim. Even when they confess and say, it is for God, it is for God, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to kill you, it is for God. Police, man stabs not at Minnesota Mall before cop kills him. But of course, if you read deeply the article, then it says, reportedly mentioning Allah and asking victims as he stabbed them, but it's not terror related. Reuters, Islamic State says Minnesota Mall stabbing carried out by a soldier. We're going to continue, but don't worry, Hillary said it's not, okay, because she loves you and cares so much about you. Let's continue with these reports here. The authorities are looking into whether the New York explosion was connected to a blast that happened 11 hours earlier where an improvised device exploded, a pressure cooker, in a garbage can near the course of a charity race for injured Marines. Continuing, ISIS supporters rushed to celebrate an NYC explosion. We cause you this pain inside your house. Manhattan explosion timeline. Second device. Again, pressure cooker. There will be more. Chilling 911 call after the Chelsea explosion. But it's not connected to Islam. ISIS, says the left. That's the group that has literally nothing to do with Islam. 29 injured in an improvised explosive device. New York City, Bill de Blasio, mayor, calls the incident an intentional act. Really, it's an intentional act. Again, ISIS supporters rush to celebrate the explosion. Now, before, and of course they found some other bombs as well that didn't go off, but before I get into more of this, I want to play a short clip by Paul Joseph Watson where he talks about the truth about the New York and New Jersey bombings. Here it is.
And then a bomb in a dumpster exploded in New York's Chelsea neighborhood, injuring 29 people. A pressure cooker bomb with wires sticking out, a cell phone, and a written note was also found nearby. A pipe bomb in a garbage can also exploded in New Jersey during a marathon in aid of military soldiers and veterans. And a man screaming about Allah went on a stabbing rampage in Minnesota, asking people if they were Muslim during the attack. Which, of course, is nothing to do with Islam. The terrorist was shot dead by a responsible person with a gun, not a narrative the establishment is keen to see gain traction. Despite all of the attacks clearly having the hallmarks of terrorism, the media and authorities rushed to move the narrative away from terrorism.
That there is no evidence at this point of a terror connection to this incident.
So it's intentional. There's a handwritten note. There's a pressure cooker bomb nearby. But this isn't terrorism. Give me a break. I mean, are they going to blame the attack on a trash can like they blamed the Nice attack on a truck? They're playing politics and lying to the people of New York so that this doesn't hurt Hillary in the polls. After Hillary Clinton called the incident a bombing, the Clinton mouthpiece media then slammed Donald Trump for calling the incident a bombing.
I've been briefed about the bombings in New York and New Jersey.
Secretary, do you have any reaction to the fact that Donald Trump immediately upon taking the stage tonight called the explosion in New York a bomb?
Bombings in New York. Bombings.
News outlets like Channel 4 also edited out Hillary calling it a bombing in order to make her look more reasonable than Trump. Other prostitutes said Trump was reckless and irresponsible for telling a crowd that a bomb had gone off in New York, even though that was completely accurate, since a bomb had gone off in New York. Someone claiming to be the New York bomber wrote a Tumblr blog saying he was a Trump-hating social justice warrior and that the attack was a response to racist, misogynistic, Islamophobic, cisgendered, privileged white people. Could this be another example of a crazed leftist going jihad in the same vein as the Black Lives Matter-inspired shooter who murdered cops in Dallas? We await more details, but whoever the culprit, the media and the establishment will do everything in their power to hijack the narrative. Terror attacks by the same fringe groups, whether they be Islamists, leftists, or Black Lives Matter radicals, that Hillary has embraced, will only drive more support to Trump. That's why the media and the establishment will continue to obfuscate the truth behind these incidents with bizarre rhetoric and contrived narratives in a desperate effort to deceive the American people.
Well said, Paul Watson. That video, if you want to share it, in the InfoWar is on InfoWars.com right now and PrisonBuddy.com. Now, think about this. Hillary says it's a bombing, and then we're going to play the full clip. 40 seconds later, criticizes Trump for saying bombing. This is 1984-level brainwashing. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Great news! Alex Jones' latest podcasts are now available free on your phone. Just dial 701-719-9960. Save it to your contacts. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone updates automatically and is a free service, super easy, and includes audio controls. Press 4 to rewind and 6 to fast forward. 20 seconds per tap. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone. Call now, 701-719-9960. That's 701-719-9960.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning. Hills are filled with fire. If they say I never loved you, you know they are alive.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday edition. Already the 18th day of September 2016. I am your host, Alex Jones. I want to give you some of the good news here, but I'll be honest with everybody. It really freaks me out to see ABC, NBC, CBS, every major channel there is that is an establishment media, get up there and do things like not use the word terrorist now when there's terror attacks. Or not call a bombing a bombing. And to not call major terror attacks in Europe or the Middle East Islamic attacks. Because if they can set the precedent to basically cover up for that group, they can do it for anybody. And it shows the lockstep control. Decades ago, people noticed that ABC, CBS, NBC had the same ads in the same order during the breaks, and the same stories in the same order during the shows. Almost every night, you could flip to the channels. When I was a teenager, when I was a kid, when I was a young adult, it was like, same story, same story, same story, same talking points, because talking points were coming out of Washington. And it's now admitted, those talking points come now directly out of the Democratic Party. It was bad enough to have the CIA and the White House directing media. That's totally criminal. Now it's the Democratic Party, even when Republicans are out of power, that are directing everything because they took over the shadow government. They set up a COG, a continuity of government system. They established the NSA spy grid. They put the control systems in. And once they had control, they just took the data and placed it on all their own private computers and servers, and they run it all. The spy grids, the blackmail grids, everything. And that's why they're so arrogant. It's why the media follows their orders. It's why things are so scary. Because they have surveillance technology 10,000 times what Hitler ever dreamed of. And when I say 10,000 times, I almost said 10 billion times. Because when you think about the level of surveillance that 16 intelligence agencies have over the American people, they spy on the U.S. as much as they spy on all other countries combined. That's been declassified. They can go right into your computer and watch you over your phone, right over your video cam. I told people that 20 years ago because I talked to NSA whistleblowers then. And now you go see the movie Snowden, which I saw last night. It is undoubtedly the greatest work by Oliver Stone. It is incredibly accurate, and I cannot believe that that film came out. Knowing how controlled Hollywood the media is, it's amazing. In fact, I'm going to review it off the cuff later today, but I'm going to do a really focused review that's produced with clips and documentation later this week. I have no connection to the film, but I'm telling you. This is incredible. You know, I think the establishment let this come out because they think the people are too stupid to even know what they're watching. They admit in the film that for decades, chips have been sold and computer programs have been loaded on to General Electric and IBM and Microsoft and Dell and all U.S. manufacturers, Cisco, you name it, kill switches in the Swiss, the Japanese, the South Africans, every country. Kill switches in their dams, kill switches in their light poles, kill switches in their power plants, kill switches in your toasters now, kill switches in your smart meter. And, of course, people that are our listeners have heard this for 18 years. I mean, I've known about this for 18 years. But I cannot believe it was on the show. It was in the two-hour movie. My mouth was hanging open. And then to show I don't follow pop culture. I should follow more because that's where the real war is going on. I'm like, did they clone Clint Eastwood? There's a young Clint Eastwood. That's like Rowdy Yates from Rawhide. My mom was watching when she was 5 years old. That guy looks just like Clint Eastwood. And I don't follow Clint Eastwood. I mean, I follow his movies. I like the guy. I'm not in love with Hollywood stars, but he's like a member of the family. I mean, it feels like that when you've been, you know, liking somebody since you were a little kid. And I'm like, that looks like Clint Eastwood. So when I leave, I Google it, and it's his youngest son that looks just like him is in the movie. I was just like, that guy looks like Clint Eastwood. Crazy. People say, well, I don't like Clint Eastwood. That's a young guy. Look at a young Clint Eastwood, and then look at Scott Eastwood. It's incredible. But getting off all of that, I've got to write some notes up because I don't want to drop the ball on a review of this. I mean, it was amazing. They were just admitting everything but one omission. One big omission. And it's probably because the public couldn't handle it. When I was told this by NSA whistleblowers 20 years ago, 18 years ago, 15 years ago, when people would tell me I was doing, you know, radio remotes at a car show or the rodeo, or I'd be at a book signing or video signing at a movie theater, and they'd meet me in the parking garage and you know, give me data dossiers of stuff that, of course, I burned or shredded, and I was showing my dad. My dad's like, you got to destroy this. And it was just how the whole thing works. Top engineers came to me and explained that it was to see over the horizon. With enough human activity, with billions of people's actions a minute, they can predict the future with mass movements. And I never even really talked about that because it was so crazy. I talked about there's keywords, just like Google. It searches the real internet, which is digital communications. The internet is just a, you know, kind of one public version, a limited system where you make things public if you choose. But the NSA searches the real internet that is digital telecommunications. And I explained it all. First show ever. I mean, we had James Bamford on. We had so many other big whistleblowers on, like Wayne Madsen. And, of course, we've had the former head of the NSA technical, William Benning, in studio. By the way, Nick Cage plays him in the movie. See, I'm kind of already reviewing it. That's why it was so mind-blowing. The only other time I experienced something like this was watching Kill the Messenger that came out a few years ago about the murder of investigative journalist Gary Webb, who exposed CIA drug dealing. Since then, it's been declassified. He's been totally vindicated. I knew Gary Webb pretty good. I knew Freeman Rick Ross. I knew a lot of the folks involved. Because back then, I was the only type of show that would have them on once the discrediting started, you see. All the establishment media that everybody wants to be on, why everybody begs to be friends with it while it stabs you in the back. You know, don't go on Cutting Edge, Alex Jones. No, 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 no. But I was watching the movie and quite frankly getting nauseous, though. Feeling sorry for Gary Webb and how he was murdered. But with this film, it's different because it's triumphant. And it's incredible. But the only thing they don't cover is that the real final use is not just blackmail, not just control, not just being able to shut down the grids in any nation you want, anytime. That's all important. That's penultimate. The top of the pyramid, the summit, is being able to get enough data to predict the future with total accuracy and mass movement. But then, with that control, you can add stimuli and start controlling the future. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones. This is InfoWar. Dr. Grimm, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees, spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
So, 20 years ago, I had James Bamford, who was the former Nightline executive producer on, who talked to NSA whistleblowers, and who wrote several books about the NSA. And then because I had him on, I started getting sent more packages of information. I started getting contacted. But I exposed that the Scientific Atlantic cable boxes 18 years ago had cameras and microphones in them in Austin. That's when I really started getting the data dumps. And it just got crazier and crazier from then. And then, of course, one of the biggest whistleblowers ever is a fellow that actually works for InfoWars, and that's Wayne Madsen, who's coming on here in just a few days. And he was in security. I don't mean just a security guard. I mean spying on members of the NSA was his job and tracking what was coming in and out of the NSA. And they knew that taps were being put on by outside agencies and contractors even before 9/11, that this was the ultimate national security risk, was to actually let the contractors in, which you actually saw that happen with Snowden. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing what Snowden did, but you build this giant surveillance grid, and now it's the surveillance grid that's actually burning Hillary and Obama and the Bushes, because it's the NSA technology that people are jacking into that is creating the leaks, which is what William Binney, who headed the NSA, told them 20 years ago, do not do this. And the guy's got a 200 IQ. Like an idiot savant that thinks in three-dimension, four-dimension fractal systems, holograms. I had dinner with him for like 2 hours. Came to visit us for a few days here in Austin. But, you know, at that dinner, I was sitting there talking to him about all this stuff. And, of course, he wasn't telling me any classified things, but just stuff that I'd seen in quantum mechanics and theoretical physics, and how even mainline journals had been predicting that the NSA was using holograms. But I still had people sitting right next to us, leaning over, watching us and listening to us and, you know, following us around, because they've SWAT teamed that guy, you name it. The point is that it's weird to live in the real world. While the general public's watching the NFL, and I'm not knocking any of you, but come on. And while the general public's, you know, watching Dances with the Stars, the real world is going on around you. But I'm going to do a big review this week of Snowden. I have no financial connection to it. I liked Oliver Stone for JFK and a few of his other films. His history series was pretty powerful. But I got to tell you, I really admire him now because of how accurate this film is. Now, I'm done talking about that film until I put out a produced piece later this week, because I want to really – I'm going to go back and watch it again and actually write notes, because I expected to see some whitewash, and it did not happen. It was extremely powerful. So I'm going to do a big review later this week, but you do need to go see the film. That said, though, you need to support independent media, and obviously most of you know that. I just want to thank those that have supported us, that have spread the word, that have prayed for us, that have bought our products, because we've built InfoWars that reaches over 30 million people a week now. One way or another, it was 28 million a few months ago, it was 26 million a few months before that, and it was 20 million a year ago a week, and, you know, it's 30-plus million, and quite frankly, we have NSA technology to know that. That's what Google and Google Analytics and all the software that the Internet is NSA. The NSA created the Internet. The NSA just lets us have a small part of it to be able to track everything we do. But with the NSA technology, just with one Google tool, we know it's 28 million people as of a few months ago, 30-plus as of just a few weeks ago. And that's taking the 20 million so we know that are just coming to our IP addresses and to our platforms and adding those numbers up. And then adding what we know we have on terrestrial radio, it brings us to over 30 million. And I'm not saying that to brag. I'm tying it all together for you that with 1/100th of the type of knowledge and data the NSA has, I know where our listeners are, what countries, what their IP addresses are, everything. People say, well, you're being a hypocrite. I'm not doing any such thing. I'm telling you, this is how the Internet works. You can't be on the Internet and not do this. And here's what I'm getting at. What have we built? What have we constructed? What has the establishment allowed to be done with the architecture of this to put kill switches in every major chip in the world and then let the Chinese manufacture about 60% of those chips and the South Koreans and the Japanese and others, and then put those in all our fighter jets, tanks, submarines, ICBMs, cruise missiles, tow missiles, everything else you can imagine. But let's go further. What has the establishment done where they start a new type of war where the Japanese and the Swiss and all of our allies but the British and the Israelis have had infrastructure systems put in to shut off their power plants, their dams, their hospitals, everything, their power grids, in 1 second? And the movie admits, which what we covered at the time, and then we're going to our reporters on the ground in New York, it admits that 5.5 years ago the U.S. started, and when I say U.S., the globalists that have hijacked the U.S., the criminals, launched a war on Syria that was becoming our ally, working with us. That let the West get in and get the chips into their grid and to shut their power, their water, and their internet off for over a month so that the jihad armies out of Saudi Arabia could launch their 200,000-man attack. Our criminal government launched an attack on the biggest Christian nation in the Middle East, 22% Christian at the time. 200,000+ Christians dead. And I'm sitting there in the movie, knowing every bit of the movie, every bit of it. And you know, reading the books about Snowden and having the guest on and having folks on that trained Snowden, who they have in the movie, William Benning. And I'm sitting there, and I couldn't believe they went past stuff that wasn't in the books and wasn't in the news that I'd been told by people that are high up. I was just like, I don't know how this came out. I'm sorry to keep gushing. It's just that redonkulous. Now, after we talked to Owen Schroyer, who's on the ground in New York, where there was not a bombing, because Hillary and the media said, you do not call the bombing a bombing. She says, you do not call the bombing a bombing. This is not Alice in Wonderland Tea Party. This is not an insane asylum. This is how dumb they think you are. There's no illegal spying either. Remember that. There's no New World Order. There's no TPP. There's no carbon taxes. None of it's true. Just everything we told you is coming true in triplicate. Because I was wild enough to let whistleblowers come on and to get threatened and to get sued and to get physically attacked. And they just kind of underestimated me because I guess I act goofy. They thought, oh, well, that's just Alex Jones. So what if whistleblowers go on him? We'll just discredit him. It doesn't matter if you smash me. You discredit me and my name. The info gets out. It makes it safer for others to talk about it. And then it's a chain reaction. See, I don't think like you. I'm not doing this to be the egomaniac in charge of everything. I'm doing it to stop you. So I'm happy up front to be the one that hits the barbed wire. I'm happy to get chewed up by your political machine gun fire because I'm going to draw out your location for everybody coming behind me. I'm a trailblazer. And I'm not a trailblazer because I want to be a trailblazer. I'm a trailblazer because it's got to be done. You people are dangerous. You've got to be dealt with. You've got to have somebody stand up to you and say no. And that's what we've done. And I'm proud of it. And I'm proud of all the other patriots out there that have made this broadcast possible. So there was a bombing in New Jersey yesterday. There was a bombing in New York yesterday. It is terrorism. Islamic State has taken responsibility. And we're going to cover it with our reporters on the ground when we come back. Now, some people say that I taught them the term false flag. I taught them the term self-inflicted wound. I taught them the term inside job concerning terrorism. And then I see the comments, Alex, it's all a staged deal. None of it's real. Blah, blah, blah. No, no. There have been staged events. A lot of it's been declassified. We cover those real events. The media says that I say everything's a false flag. I never did that. But this is a false flag in that the globalists are behind radical Islam and opening the door for it and protecting it and bringing them in. That's a prima facie on its face fact. You cannot debate it. But the difference is the globalists are actually now allied with Islam to take over the West in the next 20 years. And they mean business because they think we're soft and stupid. And they think jihadis are basically culturally mind controlled and they'll do whatever they're told. So that's why I'm opposing it, and I know it's real, because it's the action of the giant jihad army. The globalists have turned loose with Saudi Arabia, known as Al-Qaeda and ISIS. So I'm here saying stop letting them into the country, because they're forming up and getting ready for even bigger attacks that will then be used to bring in a permanent state of emergency. And I told you what happened in Europe. It's now been done. Next, it's coming here. And I'm not going to lose our free society, because our traitor government brought in a bunch of damn jihadis. We're selling a product, DNA Force, that is the very best nutraceutical that we can produce. Dr. Grip, you took years for you to develop DNA Force for us.
It's been something that I've been working on for a long time, Alex, because I think it's very, very important. What the aging process is when the cell replicates, we lose a little bit of our telomeres. Telomeres are the little cups on the end of our chromosomes.
And when it runs out, you start dying.
We chose the PQQ because it has over 175 different clinical trials. It's one of the most effective substances in the world. It works like an antioxidant. It works to repair nerve growth factor.
It's so this is a formula to deliver the maximum amount. It's in powder form.
We have so many five-star reviews. I take this. This is the product that I take.
InfoWarsLife.com and the profit we make. We fight the globals. We fight the New World Order. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase.
InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions?
This is not our government. The story does not add up. We're on a mission to expose the globalists that have hijacked our country. They're working with radical Islam. They're working with the Saudi Arabians, the communist Chinese, and others to overthrow this country. They want to have a terror attack they stage, working with the jihadis, then have a police state that's set up that we accept that's then really used on us to have the globalists and the central government clamp down on the people. Now, if you've never heard the New World Order described to you, perfectly and succinctly, that's it. They advertise to bring the jihadis into Europe. They tell them there's free women, whiskey, and gold. Come on in, baby. They come in. They red carpet them. The UN runs TV ads in Germany saying, blonde women, wear hijabs. The socialist leaders on national TV in the Bundestag say, being German is evil. Breed with the Muslims. I mean, this is treason. We have the articles up on InfoWars.com. If you're a new listener, I know that sounds insane. Truth is stranger than fiction. The fact that the NSA dials in and turns on your webcams and watches you for fun, and almost every NSA member has been caught in other agencies, you know, tracking their wife or husband. Gosh, I think I probably would too if I had that technology. The point is that you're not supposed to have one group with this and nobody else. This is dangerous. Now, I know I've gone off on a jag about that. For the next few segments, I'm going to cover the attacks in New Jersey and in New York yesterday with pressure cooker bombs. Two bombs went off. Other bombs were found. 29 people were injured, some of them critically. faces blown off, you name it. They bombed the Marine Corps fundraiser, march, jog, and it's supposedly, according to Hillary, we're not supposed to say it's a terror attack. This is like living in North Korea, if we buy this. Hillary should be instantly discredited. Now, the good news is, coming up later in the next hour, Trump polling surge is turning into a tidal wave. We have the poll numbers across the nation. Black voters are turning from Trump, from Clinton to Trump in new polls. Race tightens in projected U.S. Electoral College vote. Reuters. CBS says they're in a dead heat in battleground states. Now he's 10 points ahead. Remember when they say he's in a dead heat, he's 10 points ahead. Remember, I told you a month ago when they said he was losing, that was all a big lie. We have internal polls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to leave it at that. But Trump was so confident. Trump's got scientific polls nationwide at great expense going on daily. They know the real numbers. 10 points ahead. Folks, he's so far ahead in New York, he may even win it. And I know there's hardly any Republicans even registered there. It's almost a pure Democrat state. But in internal polls, and even in mainline polls, he is ahead. He is only a few points ahead in a few states, but if you look at places like D.C., Hillary is only a few points ahead. She was 20 points ahead a month ago. And that's Google polls that are being scientifically done of respondents where they know which political party they're in. Democrats usually win D.C. by 30 points. Hillary's only a few points, 4 points ahead of Trump. Now, what's that tell you? She is in deep horse manure. Because she's a total fraud. She said she wasn't sick. We know she's been in the hospital off and on for over a year. We know she's been falling down from the Secret Service. What did I tell you with Biggs 4.5 weeks ago on the Sunday show? From our Secret Service sources that we personally met in Cleveland at the RNC and then got us the intel as promised 3 weeks later. We don't know what's wrong with her. We think it's Parkinson's or a brain tumor. She's falling down. How soon? Every 20, 30 minutes. She's got special stuff to get in the vehicles. Go look at it for yourself. All turned out to be true. Then she fell down in front of everyone, and the news wouldn't even show the video of her falling down. It showed her, like, wobbling and said, oh, she just stumbled and cut the tape. And now that same media thinks you're so dumb, they say there wasn't bombs yesterday in New York and New Jersey. Let's play Hillary last night talking about the bombing on her plane doing a press conference, and then they start talking about how bad Trump is 40 seconds later because he called it a bombing. I mean, like I said, if anyone wears a navy blue sports jacket, they are the filth of the earth and should be arrested. Anyone wearing that should be discredited. I'm wearing a navy blue jacket. That's what she did. She's saying, there's a bombing, and he's horrible. He said it's a bombing. This is upside-down Looneyville, folks. Let's go to the clip.
I've been briefed about the bombings in New York and New Jersey and the attack in Minnesota. Obviously, we need to do everything we can to support our first responders, also to pray for the victims. We have to let this investigation unfold. We've been in touch with various officials, including the mayor's office in New York, to learn what they are discovering as they conduct this investigation. And I'll have more to say about it when we actually know some facts.
Secretary, do you have any reaction to the fact that Donald Trump immediately upon taking the stage tonight called the explosion in New York a bomb? And that's the term?
Well, I think it's important to know the facts about any incident like this. That's why it's critical to support the first responders, the investigators who are looking into it, trying to determine what did happen. I think it's always wiser to wait until you have information before making conclusions, because we are just in the beginning stages of trying to determine.
Now, Owen Schroyer and our crew are in New York City, site of the bombing last night, the bombing that injured 29, a pressure cooker, another one went off in New Jersey the same day, and other bombs were found and deactivated by the police. So there were bombs. The police say they were bombs. It's terrorism. But Hillary, Owen, says that there was a bombing, and Trump shouldn't call it a bombing. I mean, we've reached a new level here. What's your latest info, my friend?
Well, Alex, we're out here on the scene, and there is a bomb squad here. There is counterterrorism also present here. So it's amazing how they'll say it's not a bombing or it's not terror, but then the government sends out bomb squads and counterterrorism squads. So they're kind of, it's a bit of a double think there. But we know what the media is trying to do. They want to massage this for Hillary. And, you know, you were just talking about the polls, not to get off track here, but Hillary wouldn't even be polling. Hillary wouldn't even be on the stage if she didn't have the media in her back pocket. But as you were saying earlier, it is scary that we can have a bombing happen and then have the media and our own government officials here in New York pretend like it's no big deal, pretend like it wasn't a bombing, and just try to shuffle it under the rug.
Oh, and it's so crazy, it makes my head spin. I mean, it's the next level of brainwashing. Absolutely. I mean, Hillary knows they flood the country with jihadis. Same thing in Europe. It's the same policy. They will not call 90-plus people dead in Nice a terror attack. They say it's a truck attack.
Well, and think about this, Alex. You know, we still have questions from past bombings that weren't so long ago. The Boston Marathon bombing, what did they use for that? A pressure cooker bomb. But they say there's no relation between the two events. We had an explosion in Central Park. I believe it was July 2nd or somewhere around then.
Yes.
Blew a kid's leg off. Nothing. No answers on that. Could this be the same person? We don't know.
That's right. It was a landmine.
Well, and then Cuomo comes out, and what does he say? He says, nobody's claimed responsibility. That's an outright lie. And then he says that he knows that this was not an international act of terror. So they're sitting here, they're saying, well, we don't know. We still need more intel. But we know for sure it's not ISIS-related. We know for sure it's not an international act of terror.
ISIS is taking responsibility for this and the 9 people stabbed, 3 critically, in Minnesota with a guy screaming Allah Akbar and asking, are you Muslim? And they say no. And they go, ah, jihad! Ah! I mean, oh, but it's not the Muslims.
Well, and we can sit here and maybe we'll figure out what happened with this bombing. Maybe we won't. But we know what the real story here is. They want to bring in the Islamic people from the Middle East. They tear those countries apart with war. They bring in the refugees. That's all a destabilization attempt in America, just like what happened in Europe. They want to do that same thing here. So, of course, the media wants to separate any relation to ISIS. Of course, the media wants to say that, or Hillary wants to say that Islam is the religion of peace, because they have to have the American public buying that so that when they bring a million refugees here from those war-torn countries, people won't be scared that there's going to be bombs planted all over their cities.
But then when the bombs go off, we all have to lose our rights to keep us safe from the events that are, quote, intentional events, but not terrorism, and certainly not Islamic.
Yeah, you know, and again, it's like, how can they sit here and say that, well, we're still doing our investigation, we don't really have any answers, but we know it's not ISIS. We know it's not an international act of terror. How do you know that? You are the one saying you don't know, but you know that.
Put Infowars.com up, put Drudge up. We have ISIS officially claiming responsibility for this and saying that the Minnesota stabbing, just like the ones in London and everywhere else, and the cops getting shot and everything when they scream, Allah Akbar, ISIS. ISIS celebrates NYC dumpster bombing, Allah mall stabbings in Minnesota. There will be more. That's their words, but it's okay because there will be more people in our media that tell us pure lies. The NSA isn't listening to you. There's no police state. Yeah, there is. And the police state's there to keep the jihadis safe and to make sure they can get in and attack us and to spy on the American people and to have George Soros running around trying to fund Black Lives Matter, start a civil war.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.